that Andy mentioned. What's the initial feedback you've gotten to your from the airing of this PSA?
I think it's. I mentioned to you yesterday that we were only beginning to be able to measure metrics. I don't think it's going to be realistic to give you a kind of a metric report on our efforts in this week or next.
You're aware that the embassy posted a link to this ad on its Facebook page?
I am.
Are you aware of what the embassy says about the comments that have been posted?
Why don't you...
Overwhelmingly negative. And in fact, I went on and looked at some of these comments, a lot of which couldn't be repeated publicly. In this forum, there was 100. They say they had at least 155,000 views of this ad, and that the response, the comments that they have gotten, are quote overwhelmingly negative. And I'm just wondering if you've taken a look at that, and that would seem to be a pretty early metric. Although it's obviously it's, I guess it's limited in what you can actually tell from the, you know, who is actually responding to it, and it's a self-selecting group of response. But that would seem to be an early metric that you could judge the effectiveness by.
Well, again, I haven't looked at what you're looking at. I will.
Okay, it's on Facebook.
I will do a little bit of research on that. I haven't been on Facebook. Let's see, since breakfast. What I will say is that what we're seeing throughout this is that we have a lot of we have the people who are most vocal are on the most extreme side of it, and we have these silent majorities who are staying home, not participating, and not getting on Facebook and putting up negative comments, but also not associating themselves with these things. So it's obviously early to look at whether the methods that we've used to try to reach Pakistanis have been effective, but we'll have to look
at this. All right, so you would look at the protest not as several hundred thousand people gathered, but that several million people decided to stay home.
Well, first of all, I think your numbers are off. We've seen about, I think the largest protest today was something like 80,000.